This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. I'm on the air with Jay Kirshner every day at this time. You can hear the program around the clock. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you miss a part of it. I get a kick out of hearing from people that listen to maybe an hour on their way to work or what they're doing in their morning routine, and then on their way home from work, they can go to the app, or they can go to Doug Steffen. They can go to Doug Steffen Networks. They can go to DougSteffen.com. They can go to Good Day. Is it not Good Day on Air? They just go to
gooddayshow.com. They can go to the Doug Steffen Now channel on TuneIn.
There,
I mean, you can't hide. You can't hide from us.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that. Speaking of good things, National Park Service, well, maybe this is relative. There's so much attention to LGBTQ issues. The Park Service has announced that the first visitor center at the Stonewall Inn in New York, this is going to highlight, I guess, for the first time, and I don't know why. Well, I guess I would wonder, this exasperates me because I don't know whether we're spending too much time focusing too much energy and efforts when it comes to these people. Why is there, and I say these people, the folks who are either lesbian or gay or bisexual or transsexual or queer or whatever. So it's not, this isn't my life, but I understand a lot more about why they are moving to try to have their rights evaluated. Is that the right? They want to have their rights. They want to be equal.
Yeah, and, acknowledge.
Acknowledge. That's the right word. Yes, right. So
accepted.
Anyway, but the 53rd anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising in New York, I don't know if you remember this or not. It's back in, it's this date in 1969, actually, June the 28th. The Stonewall National Monument Visitors Center is now set up. The opening comes after the site was designated as the first national monument dedicated to the rights movement. And there was a big event that took place that day at this location that was very, I guess, monumentally important to establishing the rights, because there was a demonstration there. I think there were some people, if I remember correctly, that were killed that day because of their sexual orientation. So at this point, what the hell difference does it make whether you're, and I say this vehemently, why do you care about somebody else's sexual orientation? It's like people who say,
right?
I don't want gay marriage. How does that,
Marry somebody the same sex.
Well, yeah, I mean, how does it affect your, I remember having this huge argument with a guy on the air once, quite a long time ago. You know, he said that gay marriage was ruining his marriage. And I said, how is that, sir? Are you in love with a guy? Oh, man, he snorted after that and went right after me. No, it doesn't ruin anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember hearing that once upon a time when I was in high school from a friend's parents, saying how gay marriage ruins the sanctity of marriage.
That's
and
the
all
expression.
That stuff. And it was kind of like, do you not know straight people who get divorced? Because I'm pretty sure that's a very high rate. Isn't it now the rate of divorce, regardless of homosexuality or straight, regardless of that, or heterosexuality, I should say. Isn't it 50%?
What? More. 56%.
56%?
56%.
Okay.
Those who get married get divorced.
Yeah.
So
it's astounding. And that's
and
one of the things
normally,
that people are saying.
By the way, by far the largest reason for divorce is infidelity. And so it just seems so hypocritical. You see somebody else, you're like, okay, so you don't want to be married to that person anymore? Fine. But get rid of the marriage before you go out, you know, unless
yeah,
you don't have
and it seems
any
like
ethics or scruples, moral
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it seems like there's typically, unless it's an addiction, like an actual sex addiction, it seems like there's typically more going on that's wrong in the marriage, and that's almost the excuse to get out.
Well, it's also very difficult. The reality is this is someone who's experienced in this department. It is very difficult for most people to be monogamous. It isn't the nature of man, I don't mean man, men, I mean humans, to not be monogamous. The animal kingdom is not monogamous by design. There are some exceptions to that, like I think there are certain species, I think lions, are they get with a mate and they stay with them forever. I'm trying to think of some of the others. What's the little the birds that are the black and white birds that are on the North Pole? Why do I not think
penguins?
Of penguins, yeah. Penguins are loyal to their mates
yeah.
for their
aren't lobsters?
I'm not an expert.
The lobster.
And lobster love, so I don't know whether that's the case. We can probably look that up. But anyway, it's just it's something else to be concerned about. Helen Keller is celebrating. She's not because she's not with us anymore, but today we celebrate Helen Keller, who overcame blindness and deafness to become one of the most famous people in the United States. Everybody doesn't everybody know who Helen Keller is?
Oh,
seriously?
Yeah. Helen Keller, Annie Sullivan, her teacher, whom I'm not sure many people know that Annie Sullivan actually had a vision impairment as well. And that's why she was so able to help Helen Keller and why she understood some of the needs of Helen Keller and who was deaf and blind, didn't speak.
She graduated from Radcliffe with honors.
Yeah,
first
became
blind
a best-selling
person
author.
To graduate. Yep, 1904. Yeah, that's a great story. You know, we missed, I was thinking about the things, every day there is a different reason to celebrate the day. And yesterday was National PTSD Awareness Day. This is very complex. The discussion of it is not well, I don't think we handle the discussion well. I tend to go off the deep end when I hear stories about PTSD with soldiers, veterans who are not taken care of well by us. The government doesn't do its fair share of taking care of these soldiers come back from the theater of war with PTSD. But it isn't just that. There are some people who have it because they were in a bad accident. They were perhaps assaulted on the street,
yeah.
and then they're afraid to go for walks at night, that kind of stuff. Or
some
there are
trauma,
earthquakes.
Some way, shape,
yeah,
or
right,
form.
Trauma. That's what it's about. It is post-traumatic stress disorder. It happens to happen a lot in battle, but it happens in other forms of living. That you know, there are any number of people who have this disorder, and it goes back a long way. I wonder if we... maybe because of soldiers, we pay more attention to it. Do you know anybody who's had it, Jay?
Oh,
PTSD?
Yes. Yes, yeah. A lot of people I know who have served have struggled with it. Somebody I know who was in a horrific car accident struggles with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that a lot of people, and I think that we're starting to talk more about it now because of the awareness of mental health and people feel more comfortable about it. But it used to be seen almost as a weakness. Like you were less than if you just couldn't get over
right.
it. And that was just
not
such
a real
toxic
man.
Kind of, yes. Oh, yeah. So toxic.
There's a new bill Congress passing before they went on hiatus, a bill that will extend free meals for children through the summer. It's called the Keep Kids Fed Act. Oh, my God, these guys with their names. The Keep Kids Fed Act. Now, that could be construed as the keep... I don't refer to them as kids, because kids are baby goats.
I was just going to say, you go to goat,
kids.
Don't you?
Yeah, we have some new kids. As a matter of fact, I think we have posted those pictures of the week-old kids. They're so cute that are on the farm. You can go to Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, to see pictures of the goats. These little, you can fit them in the palm of your hand when they're born. And they grow so fast because they're nursing on their mother. And they found ways of getting out of the pen already. There's one who follows me and a couple of the other people at the farm around, like they were, was one of the mothers didn't take to the kids. So you have to, they have to be bottle fed. And so now they follow us around like we were their mothers. Because
that is so cute.
Yeah. It is kind of cute, actually. Anyway, so back to, we were, I digress, the Keep Children's Fed Act, the feds, you know, maybe a double play on words here.
Are you micromanaging their title choosing still?
Yeah, right. The pandemic caused this law to be passed, but it expires this week. So now millions of students will be able to have access to food during the summer. Isn't it amazing? What we found out during pandemic time was how many children were dependent on the system. I talked
right?
to the superintendent
yes.
of schools. Three meals a day. Breakfast, mm-hmm. lunch, dinner. And so there's...
And places that don't have those programs, they were only getting that one meal a day, and a lot of times
yeah.
that was their only hot
meal. Think about that as the government. Is that the government's job? Under the circumstances, the government is supposed to help, and we waste a lot of money. The government, as far as I'm concerned, is way overblown. But an appropriate use of funds is taking care of people who can't take care of themselves.
When it comes to children, oh, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, right. 17 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
Your friends will love this refreshing sparkling wine.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing too.
Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. With the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time now, 19 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to remind you how important it is when you have lost a lot of weight to take care of your body, that is to keep the weight off because you've worked hard to get rid of the weight. So will you continue to focus on it or are you going to go back to your evil ways? I know I say that advisedly because we all, as I talk about my love of ice cream this time of year especially, but I like ice cream any time of the year, cake, cookies, all that good stuff. Well, that'll put the pounds back on again. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't enjoy that sort of thing, but there's a moderate, there's a button someplace you push for moderation. Also, go to toploss.com and get the scoop on how you can keep the weight off naturally with Calitrin. Check it all out. Take advantage of the special deals you can get using the code Doug at checkout. All right, Calitrin, the weight loss all-natural way to keep the weight off of your bod at toploss.com. 21 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Johnny Depp is at it again. With whom is the question? Well, all right. Those of you who are interested in Johnny Depp's future, his career, et cetera, will want to hang on our every word after this.
American Heart Association Health Beat. I'm Mariah Haberman. About 90% of people who suffer out-of-hospital cardiac arrests die. But CPR, especially if performed immediately, could double or triple a cardiac arrest victim's chance of survival. First Officer Matthew Clark suffered a cardiac arrest during a flight he was piloting.
I was incredibly fortunate to go into cardiac arrest around colleagues trained in CPR and the use of AEDs who were confident enough to use them.
Only about 40% of people who experience an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest receive the immediate help that they need before professional help arrives.
About 50% of people can locate an automated defibrillator or AED at work. Learn CPR and learn how to use an AED so you can help save a life in an emergency.
Find out where you can learn how to use an AED and learn how to do CPR at cpr.heart.org.
Okay, so a couple of Johnny Depp-related stories, including the waving of a $30 million check in front of his nose to reprise Captain Jack.
Right, we're talking. You missed a zero. It's $300 million.
Huh?
Right?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't that astounding?
Good God.
Like, whoa. Are they thinking that Maverick Top Gun's doing so well that how could this possibly not do any better?
Not do any better, exactly. Okay. $300 million. That's something to talk to Chucker about. All right, so Johnny Depp's attorney apparently seems to be a hero in this circumstance where she helped somebody out of a jam. What's that story?
Yeah, she and her bodyguard were on a flight and flying from LA to New York.
Why does she have a bodyguard? Another question for another day.
Another time. Right. And apparently this gentleman, an elderly passenger, collapsed and hit his head mid-flight. Like, somewhere where they were still close enough to LA that they ended up turning back around and going back to the LA airport. But during this whole thing in air, before anybody else could really get to him, she and her bodyguard jump into action. The bodyguard takes off his Apple Watch, puts it on the passenger to monitor the passenger's heart rate. Ooh. Her brother-in-law is actually a doctor, so she gets him on the phone. He's walking her through checking him out, seeing if he was having a heart attack, if there was a brain bleed from the fall, all of this stuff. So they turn back to LAX, and then there happened to also be a surgeon on board who eventually came forward and took over from her and her guard, and they turned back to LAX. They landed. The man was conscious by the time EMTs came on board to get him and escorted him off the plane, but wow. Yeah.
I can see that whole thing. I go through that terminal, and those planes are used. The Boston LA and New York LA planes are three section planes. I can just see them now getting in. It's like when you see and hear something like this, it becomes so vivid if you've experienced those locations, and you can just kind of in your mind picture what's going on. But apparently good for her under the circumstances. Good for her. Actress, it's Kaylee Cuoco. Is that about
her name? Perfect. You got it. Kaylee Cuoco. Right.
She's in The Flight Attendant on HBO. She is offended by vegetables. I'm happy to say
people are not cooking them properly in her life, then. That's the only way you could be offended by vegetables.
Yeah. She likes fruit, apparently. And she says her relationship is different with food and alcohol in her 30s. Does she have a problem with alcohol early on? Is she someone who...
I don't believe so. She hasn't acknowledged anything. Yeah. But I think that sometimes just being young, like when you're in your 20s versus when you're in your 30s.
Mushrooms. She doesn't like mushrooms. Come on. I love mushrooms. Get with it, lady.
Mushrooms are
yum.
So good.
Exactly. 28 past the hour.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix type product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Representative Mary Miller won Illinois' GOP primary for the 15th Congressional District after fellow House Representative Rodney Davis conceded the race on Tuesday night. Many elections took place in a handful of states yesterday. President Trump endorsed Representative Miller. Former aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Cassidy Hutchison, testified before the made-for-TV January 6 committee. Her claim of President Trump lunging to take control of an SUV is being disputed. Two Secret Service agents are prepared to testify before Congress that Trump did not lunge at his steering wheel or assault them. The committee and the Secret Service are in discussions about whether one or both men will appear on camera. The USFL Football League Championship game is Sunday evening. Birmingham Stallions will play the Philadelphia Stars in Canton, Ohio's Pro Football Hall of Fame. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Two young men were busted last week in California during a traffic stop for transporting 150,000 pills of fentanyl. As you probably know, fentanyl kills a stadium full of people every year for the last few years. Soft on Crime California, in all its wisdom, released the men back to the streets days later. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Bordeaux cannot believe his court system did this.
I mean, we have about 600,000 people that live in our county. Right through the center of it are two major highways that have heavy drug trafficking. And as you know, fentanyl is incredibly dangerous, and we come across 150,000 pills of fentanyl. This case went before a judge through the probation department on a risk assessment, never notifying us as the sheriff's office, and then ordered a court-ordered release of these two people.
Sheriff Bordeaux on Fox News vents.
Law enforcement leaders in the state of California are frustrated. This soft-on-crime approach that we see from the governor's office in Sacramento and our legislators, we are completely frustrated.
Like something out of the history books, a luxury liner and an iceberg collide in the ocean. A Norwegian cruise line ship on its way to an Alaskan glacier hit an iceberg over the weekend and was turned around due to the damage. The Norwegian Sun smacked into the iceberg, known as a growler, on Saturday and was rerouted to Juneau for inspection. Fortunately, the iceberg was only the size of a semi-truck and no injuries were reported. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a great day. Let's hear it for today, National Tapioca Day. Was that yesterday? No, that's today, right?
Yeah, National today, Tapioca Day.
Right. Tapioca is just another, all it is pudding with rice in it. Why don't they call it, that's what it is. Tapioca is pudding with rice in it. That's it.
I totally thought it was something else. I'm not a big fan of it, of tapioca pudding or anything, or rice pudding or bread pudding or any of that because of texture. But have you had boba tea or bubble tea? It's the same thing. People call it different things, but it has boba pearl. It's tapioca pearls. Those are the boba balls. And it's basically a tea latte. And it's like an iced tea latte. And it is so good. I will eat tapioca every day of the week if it is in the form of boba tea.
But what is boba tea? What does that taste like? Never heard of it.
It's the same as drinking any kind of tea latte. I like the matcha tea latte, so I'll use, I almost said coconut or almond milk, but I don't want to go into the whole, it's not milk. Yes, yes, sir. Understood. <All right. laughs> But it has these little tapioca pearls, and it's just these little balls that are kind of, the ones I get are flavorless, but you can have flavors in them, like some of them are lavender or fruity stuff like mango or whatever. They are delicious. I'm going to Google your local boba tea distributor near you, and I'm going to DoorDash you some because you've got to try it.
Okay, I'm with you. The my own personal Facebook page, which is facebook.com/DougStefan. I send people there from time to time. Actually, I think maybe we'll put this on the DJ, on the Doug Steffen, the DJV page, the Doug Steffen page as well, facebook.com/Doug. Well, what is it? Good day, /good day, right?
Yeah.
We
have
some changes. I forget what's what.
Good Day Radio Show.
Okay. That's right. Facebook and Instagram is Good Day Radio Show. So there's a picture that somebody sent me of the communication that used to go on in the 60s and 70s when many of us were in school. It wasn't the, today I am always decrying the use of all the devices, and people even in school spend all the time, all they do is look at the device and they're doing their back and forth, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a picture of two girls handing each other notes from their desks in school.
And it's so nonchalant. Like, they're trying so hard not to get caught.
Not to be noticed.
Not to get caught, yeah. they're still staring ahead. Like, I'm paying attention. You can't see what my hands are doing. I'm of the age where we used to pass notes that way, too.
Really?
Yeah, phones weren't the mainstay of the thing.
Under what circumstances?
But we didn't do it this way. If it was a quick note, we would basically just throw it at each other. Like, ball it up and just throw it.
Really?
Hurry up and get it out of our hand as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. The Amtrak crash on people's minds. How can this happen? A lot of people were killed yesterday. Train traveling from L.A. to Chicago derailed in a remote area of Missouri, not too far from St. Louis, actually. And it was the farming area. And they don't have crossing. They don't have the lights and the things that normally you would have in a city because it's in the middle of nowhere. Apparently, a train, truck that was stuck on this is like a movie, a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you see a truck or a car stuck on the tracks, and everybody jumps out of the car, yada yada yada. Anyway, this train had a couple of hundred people on it. A dump truck was stuck in the middle of the crossing on the tracks. So there were, I think, 8 or 9 cars and a couple of locomotives, and most of the cars derailed. There were 3 people who were killed, and it's kind of mind-boggling.
One
that
in
this
the truck,
sort of
two
thing,
train passengers, that's who were killed.
Yeah.
50 people injured. And I feel like there were a couple other train incidents. There was one that happened in California on Sunday, and mm-hmm. it was somebody was trying to beat the train. They were trying to hurry up and get across the tracks.
That's stupid. It's like a bad run of a, what do they call it? Oftentimes you see those in the Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious, if they're beating the train. You see in a lot of movies, actually, but that doesn't mean it works in real life. Hello, duh. But this truck wasn't trying to beat the train. It had broken down on the track.
Yeah.
What are the chances of that happening? And then when you see, this is something that troubles me, because oftentimes if you look at the track, this is a long stretch of straight track. And so how come the engineer didn't see the train at least slow down to not hit it with the force of a train that's going at 100 miles an hour? That's
Did
why
they?
The cars flipped off.
Doesn't so it take a while for
well,
when
yeah,
they do
it
hit the brakes?
Yeah, well, not to hit the brakes, but for the train to slow down.
Well,
when
yeah,
you consider how much,
yeah.
you know, it's the how much energy there is, if you will, or weight behind that. These cars are very heavy, and then when you look at this is me being my usual self. When you look at the track and how it's held together, the tracks are held. They're in stone. And they put they're either concrete or wood, the cross members that hold the track together. They don't. There's nothing really that is not. They're not welded. They just put and then they're nailed into the. There are nails for the track that are pounded literally. There's a machine now that does it. It used to be people did it by hand, but there's a machine that pushes the nails, if you will, the spikes, into the wood, or there's a special thing that adapts to concrete that holds the drill onto the concrete or the wood. And that's it. There's a couple on each side. When you consider the speed, this is amazing. I remember as a kid, I've told these stories on the air a number of times. My grandmother lived in a little town called, my mother was raised in this town, Ashley, Illinois. It was the main line in the Illinois Central and the Louisville and Nashville. So there were trains going through this place all the time. And I used to run out and watch the trains, and the conductor would wave at me. I thought it was great stuff. I was about 3-4 years old. And then I started looking. I would walk up the track. After the train went by, I would walk up and down the track. And I'd look, and I've never forgotten this, looking at the track the way that it's held together with the spikes and the cross members. And it just seemed so flimsy, frankly. And so that's not part of the my observation also includes, if you look at the wheels on a train and how they're held on, there's only about an inch and a half of metal that overlaps on the rail itself. So if you look at the wheel on a train, and you see, or look at the wheels on a train car, a freight car, or a passenger car, there's just this little lip that holds it onto the track. So it seems like it would be easy for the train to be dislodged, especially if it's going, you see these trains now, the Amtrak train that goes, the fast train from Boston to Washington, does 140, 145 miles an hour down the straightaways. And, there are people who have put rocks on the tracks, and trains have derailed because they hit a rock.
I thought that was an urban legend.
No, not at all. And the other thing that may be considered an urban legend is putting a penny. I remember you doing this.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
My grandfather used to love to do that. So he'd take me out to the train track, and he'd say, okay, look at this. And it would be just as the train is coming down the track. So he'd put a penny on the track, and then the train would run over it, and the penny would still be there, but it'd be squashed. And it was great entertainment. That would make my day. To see the train squash the penny.
And so. The penny didn't go flying?
No.
I would totally envision it like going flying, and then you'd have to find the smashed penny.
No.
But, it would stay there. That's fascinating.
So these train cars derailing, it doesn't surprise me because there isn't much that holds them on the track. And there isn't much that holds the track together. Frank, this is the Southwest Chief that goes from L.A. to Chicago. I love trains. There's nothing I would rather do than have a nice romantic trip from Chicago to Vancouver or Seattle across that upper area.
Oh, that would be gorgeous.
What they call that train,
especially in the fall with all the changing leaves.
Fabulous, yeah. So anyway, this is something that will be investigated. And so what do they do from that point to this point? The time is 43 after the hour in a moment. We work over this this person who worked at the subway store and got killed under the circumstances that you will, if you haven't heard this story, you'll be amazed at what it is that motivated this person to take the life of the other person. That coming up after this.
Calling all dinosaur fans. Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps in the theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
Now, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
There's a Subway employee in Atlanta, Georgia, who lost his life. Another person was shot by a customer who was annoyed because there was too much mayonnaise on his sandwich.
Right? Like, really? And a manager in the store said that the whole situation went from 0 to 60. It escalated very fast. And this man had been in the Subway store before, and there was never any issue. And for whatever reason, was very offended that there was too much mayo, and shot the 24-year-old employee. Another employee who's 26-year-old employee was who was killed. Another employee, 24-year-old female, was injured and was being treated in the local hospital. But here's the thing. There was also one of their sons was there, a 5-year-old of the... I can't remember which one it was, forgive me, but there was a 5-year-old who's also going to be seen for emotional distress because, my goodness, and a manager returned gunfire on this person, and the person is in custody.
Did the person get hurt? Did he get shot?
I don't believe
so. Was it a man or a woman who did
it? It was a 36-year-old man, and the police are not
send him away for the rest of his
any
life.
Names.
There's a message that needs to go to people like that. They go to jail for the rest of their lives. No excuse under any circumstance. This guy shouldn't have had a gun. Obviously, he's mentally disturbed. You're going to shoot somebody that has... Come on.
Ridiculous.
In jail, throw away the key. Goodbye.
And the five-year-old is the son of the 24-year-old employee who is being treated at the local hospital.
Unbelievable. People are just... there's too much crazy stuff, and that's why they go back to the gun thing. This guy has no business having a gun, none. And somebody, he couldn't have just been living in a vacuum. Somebody that knows him, works with him, lives with him, knows him, must have known this guy was out of his mind. And there's, you know, how do you get to that? That's the root of all evil.
And same people snap too. That's the situation. Yeah. Things can happen.
Throw him in jail and throw away the key. Time for us to think about it, and then you have to have somebody replace him on his job. So what you do is you go to ZipRecruiter, fix that problem. It's hard to find quality candidates. We know that. All of us in our own business, especially today, know that it's tough. So you want to save time? You want to get to the bottom line fast? Post your job online, and maybe you'll get a response. Maybe you won't. That's why you ought to try ZipRecruiter. Doesn't cost any money either. ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's what you do. You go to that website, ZipRecruiter.com/free, and post your job. It doesn't want, you know, if you're going to be serious about this, you don't have to wait for candidates to find you. The ZipRecruiter technology identifies people and sends them right away to you. This is very active and a great way to find the help that you need. Go to ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. It's 10 before the hour.
Right. radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Of course. All right, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Chuck Curry, our movie man's movie moments. And there's Mr. Presley. It was raining heavily here yesterday on the farm, and I almost found the time to go to the Elvis movie because you're so high on it. I wanted to go see it, but I didn't have time, so I'll catch it hopefully next time it rains. What's the latest on the movie and its success story? What do you think?
Actually, they did some readjusting of numbers at the box office, and Elvis actually went up number one, $31 million. Yeah, I mean, they had Top Gun a couple hundred thousand ahead, but after readjusting, Elvis was number one, $31 million.
Yeah, I always wondered about that. They come out on Sunday morning. Yeah. This is Sunday morning
they
with the numbers for the weekend.
They could base it off of Thursday previews. But certainly by Thursday, by Friday, they sort of do a calculation. I don't know how it happens. They just know how many people are going to show up to movie theaters on Saturday and Sunday. But it's very, for the most part, it's very accurate. It is. I don't know how they do it either, but they have some sort of formula that always seems to work itself out. As for Top Gun Maverick, it is now the highest grossing movie of 2022, doing over $1 billion worldwide, overtakes Doctor Strange and is a multiverse of madness, which is actually on Disney Plus now, Doctor Strange.
It is.
So basically, from theaters onto Disney Plus, there's no rest period. They bounce right in from theaters into a streaming format, which is what the studios have wanted.
Not me, thank you. All right,
yeah.
So Johnny Depp is being offered $300 million to become Captain whatever his name is, Jack
Sparrow.
Again.
Who told you that, though? I don't buy that story. I mean, where are you reading that?
The source is close to Disney, according to this, and it's in Jay. Is this in one of the
trades? It's been in a bunch of different articles.
Really?
And, somebody said that Disney is looking to bring him back. Somebody else said that it's $300 million. Somebody in Depp's camp is like, I think that's all rumors, one of the sources comes from actual Disney.
I don't buy it. First of all, with the leverage, let's just say they did want him back. Obviously, Disney has the leverage because Johnny Depp needs a big studio project. There's no way they would pay him $300 million for one pirate. They lowball offer him, but I don't know if Disney, that situation is still so toxic. I don't know if Disney would want to add to that.
You know
baggage,
what? People forget that stuff.
By the time the movie came out, they forget about it. Yeah.
Christian Bale.
You talk about Christian Bale. I'll bounce into it.
He apparently says he'll play Batman again under one condition, and that is if Christopher Nolan is the director.
The last Batman film, they recast Ben Affleck has played Batman after him and Robert Pattinson, and the Batman did $770 million. Worldwide, so there's not that big a reason for Warner Brothers to want to do that. Having said that, with these multiverses, I think fans can accept different visions and timelines. I would love to see it. I'm a little surprised. The odds of this happening, Christian Bale coming back to play Batman in the Chris Nolan Batman movie, I would say maybe would be 10% at best. I doubt it would happen. I'd love to see it because I think Nolan's trilogy of Batman films is awesome and somewhat iconic. I love Batman Begins, my favorite all-time superhero movie. Dark Knight is revered. I like The Dark Knight Rises also. So I love Christian Bale. I thought that was a great interpretation. So I doubt it'll happen, but be nice. One other story. Disney Plus is working with the Donner Company and Amblin Entertainment to do a reality show. They're going to hire a bunch of aspiring filmmakers to do a shot-for-shot. Now, this is not a movie, but a reality show. A shot-for-shot remake of The Goonies, which I think is an interesting idea. I think it's an interesting idea, but it goes to show you the streaming networks really do want to attach themselves to name nostalgic properties to get eyeballs on the screen. Yeah, I think it's an interesting idea. What do you think?
No.
Okay. You're that excited, huh? Tell me why.
It just doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah,
right, how about this? The Gabby Petito story is coming to Lifetime. You ready for that? The disappearance of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundry. Is it too soon is the question some people are asking. Yes,
Lifetime?
No, maybe?
I don't know. I don't have much of an interest.
And I didn't think you would. But that doesn't mean somebody else isn't going to.
No, they probably would be.
A lot of people love that kind of crap. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.